You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Felines can be fine, fussy, frustrating, and fun. Figuring out their behaviors can be downright puzzling at times. Here to put those pieces together is our special guest, Dr. Deborah Horowitz. Not only is she a talented veterinarian, but she is president, or top cat if you will, of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. And she's part of a veterinary dream team on a new television show that thrives on being catty. Now, I'm not talking about catty in the sense of those gals you see on The View or the political spin doctors on The Riley Factor. I'm talking about a new show that's 100% all about cats. It's called House Cat House Calls, and it airs weekly on Animal Planet. Welcome to our show, Dr. Horowitz.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, Dr. Horowitz is going to chat about a cast of catty characters appearing on this much-needed show right after we take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Does your dog have problems walking with its back legs? If so, your dog is one of 58 million dogs that suffer with problems with its rear leg. Problems such as spinal myelopathy, arthritis, and hip dysplasia. Bottoms Up Leash helps your dog walk. It's a rear support harness that has won numerous awards such as Dog Fancy's Editor's Choice Award as Product of the Year, and it's been featured on CBS and Good Morning America. Visit the website www.seniorpetsupplies.com.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City. With your host, Diane West, celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back. You've tuned in to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we're fortunate to land one of the world's top experts in cat and dog behavior, Dr. Deborah Horowitz. I've had the good fortune to sit in on some of her behavior lectures at various veterinary conferences the last few years, and I can tell you that she mixes good advice and insight into what makes companion animals tick, and she always adds with a dash of humor. Now, I'm not sure how she gets everything done in just 24 hours a day. She operates a referral behavior practice in St. Louis. As mentioned, she serves as president of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. She answers questions from pet lovers in the Ask a Mentor page on the Purina Cat Chow website. And now she's gone a little Hollywood by being part of the veterinary dream team on a cool new cat show called House Cat House Calls on Animal Planet. Man, I'm exhausted just talking about what you do, Dr. Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you ever sleep? I just wanted to know.
I do sleep. And like a cat, I also catnap, so, you know,
Right. It's
been well.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this new show called House Cat House Call. I know it airs, I guess, just so everybody can listen in. It started June 7th. It airs weekly for 12 weeks on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. both Eastern and Pacific time, and Sundays 7 a.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Is that right?
That's right. And this show is so much fun. For me, it's been a great experience because Purina Cat Chow has allowed me to participate in this opportunity to help cat owners get more from their cats and understand them better. Purina Cat Chow used to have something called the Cat Chow Way of Life, which was a tour that went around the country and met with cat owners and answered their questions. But of course, something like that can only go to so many places in a year, and they wondered how they could reach more cat owners and came up with this fabulous show called House Cat House Call. And what's fun about it is it's real cats and their owners with real veterinarians. All the advice is offered by veterinarians like myself. I'm a board-certified veterinary behaviorist, Dr. Katrina Warren and Dr. Stacy Pacino, who both do regular veterinary medicine. And together we help people figure out some of the common cat behaviors like excessive licking, getting in houseplants, waking people up at night, and helping them find solutions and understand their cats a bit better. I personally think cats are very misunderstood.
I agree. I have a couple of cats, and, you know, I think that they're pretty candid and pretty consistent in their behavior. I think people just seem to get puzzled or pickled, if you will, about them. They expect them to behave like dogs, and maybe that's the number one first oopsie that we make as humans, right?
Well, that's one of them. I think if I could say one thing that characterizes House Cat House Call is that we really help translate cat for people. And in my practice, when I see behavior problems, very often much of what's going on is the pet is trying to tell us something through their behavior. They're not trying to be bad. They're not trying to be mean. They're not trying to be spiteful. But they may be saying, I need something else, or I'm anxious, or this isn't being provided for me. And on House Cat House Call, we help owners see, you know, maybe there's something missing in your cat's life. Maybe you can do this, or maybe the cat's trying to do that, or a different approach to this situation might make your cat respond in a different way. And most of the time, that's really useful. This program is great. Any cat owner who watches it is going to be able to say, oh, I've owned a cat like that, or actually, I want just like that now.
Well, I think getting to the dream team, if you will, you're on there, Dr. Stacy Pacino, and then the host is Dr. Katrina Warren, who's from Australia, right? So
yep.
How do you get somebody from St. Louis? Is Dr. Pacino from Pennsylvania area, right?
Dr. Pacino's actually practicing in California. So
oh, my gosh.
We filmed in California, so that's where we all kind of met up together to work together and do our thing so that we could figure all these issues out. Dr. Katrina went to the houses, and Dr. Stacy and myself helped her kind of brainstorm about what would be best. And give you an example of one of the cats that we worked with. There was a cat named Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan was an adorable little orange tiger kitty who belonged to an owner, a family, but he was really attached to the male owner who was a police detective. And he would be gone from home sometimes 2-3 days at a time. And the owners were worried because they thought Obi-Wan was on a hunger strike. Well, when we saw their video and talked to the owners, one of the things we realized was actually Dave was feeding the cat differently when he was home. And Obi-Wan lived in a multiple cat household where they only had one food bowl. So when Dave was home, he gave Obi-Wan lots of treats. But when he wasn't home, he didn't give him those treats that supplemented his nutrition, and he did lose weight, but not because he was on a hunger strike, but because there was only one food bowl for a multiple cat household. So by giving Obi-Wan his own food bowl and helping family members spend more time with him and play with him, he got more comfortable with Dave being gone, and he didn't lose any weight. So he wasn't trying to be vindictive by being on a hunger strike. He was saying, hey, I need another feeding station. And so we helped translate what he was trying to say, and everybody's much happier. Dave doesn't have to worry about his cat while he's gone. And the family, of course, was very concerned because he was losing weight.
Well, you know, instead of the Force be with you, I guess the food bowl be with you, Obi-Wan.
That's what it was.
Case.
Obi-Wan, the food bowl be with you. That is a good one.
And you know what you've touched upon, I think as an animal behaviorist, as you are, you also need to size up the two-leggers as well as the four-leggers. And that might be tricky because you're trying to educate without having people feel a little defensive. Is that one of the hardest things you need to deal with?
I have found in the 25-plus years that I've been doing this that people who want help with their pets are really open to suggestions. They just want to understand. And sometimes they don't understand what their pet's doing, but when it's explained to them, I haven't found that people are defensive. When I think people get defensive when they think that their pet is being spiteful or mean or bad because they don't understand. They're providing this nice home. They love their pets. But my explanations really focus on, and in House Cat House Call we do that, on what's normal behavior, what's unwanted behavior, what is your cat trying to tell you. And we don't focus on wrong or right or punishment, but rather, how can we improve this relationship? How can we meet the needs of your cat and your needs besides? And that's what people want. They just want to live happily with their pets, and that's what we do on House Cat House Call.
Yeah, I know that with the show, the show first aired June 7th, and it's airing every week, and I'm hoping that all our listeners will tune in so that we can make sure that it gets renewed for next year, too. I mean, we've got, what, 90 million cats just in America, households alone? Talk about
81
Nelson
million
ratings.
Cats. We have 10 million more cats than dogs in American households, and on the show, we deal with three cases and in an episode. So there'll be three different families and three different cats in an episode. And there are six episodes, which will be airing one after another starting June 7th, as you said, 9 a.m. Eastern and Pacific on Saturday and Sundays at 7 a.m. Eastern and Pacific. And then those six shows will be repeated. So don't feel bad if you miss the first two episodes because you can tune in and see them again. And I swear, every cat's cuter than the next.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love the names. I mean, some of the guest felines, if you will. You've got Chumley. I guess the cat had, like, personality plus, but it's a bit bossy. And Pancake, a kitten with kind of sharing
Pancake.
A household with three cats.
Well, guess
kids,
what
right?
kind of cat Pancake is.
I'm afraid to ask what.
He's a Persian.
Oh, of course.
He's an adorable Persian cat that's kind of like the tan color of a pancake. And he is just the cutest little thing you ever wanted to see, living in a household with three lively kids, and Pancake's kind of a kitten himself, and he's pretty lively. And this episode really helps families understand how they can respect their new cat's space, teach children how to interact with their pets in the proper way.
Let's talk a little bit about Pancake's situation, because Persians, as I understand, are the top number one popular breed choice among all cats, but aren't they sort of like looking for the mute button with households that are pretty loud and noisy?
Well, you can't really characterize a whole breed as exactly the same. When you watch this episode, you see that Pancake is really very lively. And yes, some Persian cats, one of the things that they were bred to be was very affectionate and like to sit on your lap for long periods of time. But in this household with these three lively children, Pancake's just as lively as they are, and he chases toys. But he didn't have good hiding places, and we needed to set limits, both for Pancake when it was enough with the playtime, and both for the kids that the cat needed some resting time. And that's really an important function of a show like House Cat House Call, is to educate people about what's the best way to interact with my cat. How can I teach my children when to pick up the cat and when to let him sleep, and what are the right kind of games? And so the focus on here is all about optimizing that relationship and making it better every day with your cat, especially now that we keep our cats primarily indoors, which is great because indoor cats live much longer. Cats that live outdoors or frequently go outdoors maybe only live to be 2 or 3 years of age. But our house cats, they live to be 10 or 12, and we want to do all we can to improve that relationship and make it great.
I mean, my cats probably know how to do QuickBook and work my computer better than I do. And they're one's 13 and the other one is 8. But I think you're right. You have to give them a very engaging indoor house setting. You know, they don't want to just sleep and just be fur catching, you know, dust collectors, if you will. But with this cat, Chumley, because we do have a lot of listeners that do have children, is there a couple of things you can share about his case? And secondly, I think it's great that you can visualize it in a real household, in a real setting. This isn't just some clinical situation where people can read about it. You actually get to be right in the house with the people and their pets.
Oh, you can see just what's going on. Well, first of all, it's important for children and cats to learn how to play together properly. Remember, a cat's furry and their skin's a lot tougher than ours, and when kittens would play with another kitten, they might bite each other. They may even have their claws out a little bit, but we need to spend time teaching our cats and our kittens that, ooh, we're pretty delicate as humans, and we need to be treated gently. And to get that to happen, we need to treat the kitten gently. And so we don't use our hands to play with them, but we use toys like a feather on a string or wads of paper for them to chase. And in the case of Pancake, we also offered him some tunnels and some climbing towers where he could get up and out of the way. And we had rules for interactions so that the children learned that when Pancake was sleeping in his climbing tower, in his sleeping basket, it was rest time for him. And they should respect that and leave him alone. Not that he ever did anything when they picked him up, but rather that's part of respect for your pets, letting them rest. And the same when he was eating or using his litter box, that he needed some private time. And they were also taught that when they were interacting with him, his feet should be on the floor so they could pet him, and if he wished he was done, he could leave. And a couple of the children were kind of small, so and actually Pancake was a pretty big cat. So this way they weren't picking him up inappropriately, and within a short amount of time, you could see that everybody was really much happier.
Kids want to learn, don't you think? I mean, they probably just were like vacuum cleaners sucking up this good advice, and you've just helped a whole new generation.
It was great, and I would also say that so did the families. Every single one of the families that was on House Cat House Call had questions that were of concern to them, and they felt so much better when they were addressed and they knew how to deal with their cats. And actually, if people go to the website, housecathousecall.com, not only can they link to the Purina Cat Chow mentors like myself and ask a question, they can look for our casting call for the next episodes, and maybe they can, you know, have a question or a video about their cat, which we can address, because there's so many questions people have about their cats out there that can be helped. I mean, there's so much that we know that we'd love to share with all those cat owners out there.
Well, we're going to unleash Dr. Deborah Horowitz with more advice about cats right after we take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Fluff your feathers, roll out your tongue, shine your fins, snap on your leashes, and grab your human. It's the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo. 2 full days of pet-tastic fun that no pet lover should miss. Join us for shopping, the Barks and Couture Fashion Show, Dream Pet Wedding, Ultimate Pet Makeover, Pet Communicator, Rescue Me Pet Adoption, Service Dog Demonstration, and tons of fun contests. Bring your pets and join us at the Louisville Pet Lovers Expo, Saturday, September 27th, and Sunday, September 28th at the Kentucky Expo Center. For more information, go to LouisvillePetExpo.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet, For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Dock. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back. You're listening to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are just blessed to have Dr. Deborah Horowitz on our show. This woman knows not only everything about cats, but also dogs, and she helps us out too, us two-leggers out there. She is part of this veterinary dream team on a great new show you must tune into called House Cat House Calls. It's on Animal Planet. It's hosted by Purina, and we've been talking a little bit about a cat named Pancake, a Persian cat, where the household got to learn a little bit about pet etiquette, if you will, and people etiquette. There was also, an episode with a little bit of a bossy cat named Chumley. Can you share a little bit about what Chumley's story was all about?
Chumley was a very outgoing and assertive cat, I think is the way I'd put it, where when people would come to the house, he was really kind of curious to interact with them, but he wasn't always sure of the right way to do that. And he also sometimes, with his owners, would try to get in the middle of some of the things they wanted to do. And when Dr. Katrina met with them, one of the things that became apparent was Chumley was a high-energy cat, and he did not have the right kind of tools at his disposal to focus that normal high-energy cat behavior onto the appropriate things. So one of the solutions for Chumley, besides increased playtime, was to make his eating behavior more of a search. You know, our companion cats have descended from small desert cats that spend a lot of time hunting to provision themselves, and all our cats got to do is wander over to the kitchen, and there's the food bowl, when normally they'd be spending a lot of time every day foraging for food. So we put Chumley on a treasure hunt, and we had food bowls, multiple places, and little bits of kibble, and we would just put a few pieces here and a few pieces there, and Chumley had to go around and search for his food every day. And when he was hungry, he went to the food bowl, we got a few kibbles before it was empty, he had to go to the next place, and he loved it. He just loved it. It really calmed him right down because he was doing what cats were meant to do. Of course, he wasn't catching any mice or anything alive, but we kept a handle on that because we told him to use a lot more interactive toys. Here's a little factoid
okay.
that we actually didn't talk about on the show, but owners often complain that they play with a toy with their cat, and within a short amount of time, they seem bored with it. But if you take that toy away, and you take it away for about 3 minutes, and either bring back that toy or a new one, the play resumes at a very high level. Now, why this happens in cats, research has shown us that. Why it happens in cats, we don't really know. I mean, we can guess. My guess is that, you know, if you're hunting something and you don't catch it right away, it's kind of a waste of time. You probably should move on to the next mouse, right? So maybe they're programmed to only spend a certain amount of time engaged in that activity. So if you want to keep your cat happy, when they stop playing with the toy you have, wait a couple minutes, go get a different toy, and start over again. They're not done. They're just satiated on that toy for a short amount of time.
Well, they may have a little ADD, but that's pretty good insight. And, you know, I think I do that with my cats. I try to act like it's a brand new toy, only they've seen it, you know. You know, they must have short-term memory loss or something. They're like,
I don't
oh,
know
really?
What it is. We may figure
well,
that out
you.
One day.
I love it.
In veterinary medicine, we talk a lot about evidence-based medicine. And what does mm-hmm. that mean? That means let's look at the things we know, and we have collected evidence that tells us this is really true, instead of saying, well, I think it's this. And one of our research studies, a couple of research studies have shown us that with cats, that they tire the toy, you wait a little bit, you bring it back. I don't know why it is. I don't know why, but I know that it works. And it makes our cats happier.
I think it's okay that we don't always know and unravel the mysteries that are the feline mystique, if you will. But you are, you know, sharing some very, very good insights into cats. And I don't know about you, but cats are pretty cool. I really am very fortunate that I have two cats and two dogs, and my dogs know my cats are gods. So, hey, life is good in the household here. But do you have cats? I know you had a dog that had a little bit of a thunderstorm.
I did have a thunderstorm phobic dog, and I yeah. had the most beautiful cat in the world for 17 years. My Mia Kitty was a Himalayan who she passed away last year. And so at the moment, I'm looking for the perfect replacement cat, so I'm catless. But, of course, as a veterinarian, I still get my opportunity to interact with lots of cats, and I do have a new dog now. So, you know, I'll always be filling up that household here and there with cats and dogs, and nothing cuddles better than a soft kitty, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think you bring up a good point, too. You know, I've had a lot of friends recently that have had senior pets that have just recently passed on. And I think it's really smart to just wait until the time is right, because you're going to have that cat or dog like you, almost 17, 18 years. Mm-hmm. So I think it's worth the investment, don't you, to be really kind of picky about making a selection that meets your lifestyle and your personality?
That's such a good point. It really is true to take your time. And when we talk about cats, when you have a multiple cat household and unfortunately lose one of your dear feline friends, you have mm-hmm. to think long and hard about whether or not you're going to replace that. Another bit of cat factoid there is that okay. we know that cats form social bonds with other cats. But our research has shown us that in a large grouping of cats, like in a dairy barn, or even cats that live out in a big field and people provision them with food, those cats have what we would call preferred associates. They have cats that they've chosen to be their friends. They sleep with them, they groom them, they cuddle with them. And they have other cats that they actively avoid, that I don't want to be with you. Now, if we come back to our household where we've created our own little cat colonies, we probably can see within our own household, if we've got three or four cats, that maybe there are two cats that spend time together and one cat that avoids them, one cat that spends time with all the other cats. And so their relationships are based on their feelings for one another. And so it's important to take time and assess your remaining cats before you go out and bring in a new cat. I know for myself, I mean, I miss my kitty a lot, but if I had another cat in the house, I'd have to take into account that cat's personality and maybe that cat's need for another cat, as well as my own need for another cat.
Oh, that's very good. We are listening to Dr. Deborah Horowitz. She is part of the team that hosts House Cat House Calls each week on Animal Planet. It's brought to you by Purina Cat Chow. And, I mean, I'm so happy that we finally have a show on cats that isn't about a cat that's playing part of a, you know, Sabrina the Witch, or, I mean, almost, you're giving cats a chance to make that phrase catty be something a little bit more positive. People are really, you know, confused a little bit about cats, but for anybody that has a cat, and as editor of Catnip Magazine, I can tell you we've got a lot of folks that love their cats. I'm just so happy that you guys are finally putting the camera on the cat.
This show, House Cat House Call, will help so many people, because there are things about cats that people find mysterious. The book's written about cats, the show's about cats, and dogs have a different place in our life than cats do. We domesticated dogs because they could do things for us that we needed. We
right.
didn't domesticate cats. We let them live with us because they could do things we needed too, but they did things we didn't want to do, like catch mice. And so with the dogs, we abrogated some of their techniques for herding animals or catching animals because they serviced us. And the cats catching the mice, we didn't want the mice anyways. So they've evolved for different needs within our households. But now that they spend all this time with us, as you can see on House Cat House Call, they're still cats, and we just need to understand them better so that we can enjoy them more.
Well, have you noticed too, I don't know, in your many years in veterinary behavior practices, that guys are starting to come out of the closet, if you will, and be very proud to say they have a cat? We did some stories about Real Men Love Cats, and the response was overwhelming. I think as long as they give a cat a macho name, it's cool, but are you starting to see the male gender embrace that relationship with cats?
I've always seen a lot of men who have their cats, and when my son was in college, he wanted a cat because he grew up with cats and he loved them, and I got him a cat, and he adores his cat. And he and his cat have this wonderful relationship, and I think that men do like cats a lot, and yes, I think the stigma of owning a cat's sort of fallen away. And you know, a lot of people say, and you'll see in the show, that, oh, cats are not friendly or they're aloof, and that's really not true, and that cats aren't macho and don't do dog things, and that's not true either. So many of the cats you see in the House Cat House Call come to the door and greet their owners, and they do tricks, and they come when they're called, and they have all sorts of traits that we normally attribute to dogs. Cats can do all those things. They can learn all kinds of tricks, all sorts of interesting things. We just don't necessarily ask, so they don't offer.
There you go. Well, you know, in the show, House Cat House Call, I don't know if this episode aired or not, but you and Dr. Katrina and Dr. Stacy had to deal with a cat with the benign name of Fluffy, who didn't seem to be putting out the welcome mat for house guests.
Fluffy has not aired yet, but Fluffy was another cat that and the owners thought, well, this cat's so aggressive to company. But again, this was a misunderstanding. Fluffy was interested in people who came over, but was not eager to interact except on her own terms. And so, because she was afraid, she was a little bit anxious. So we started using food treats for people to drop on the floor to relax her and ease her discomfort. And Fluffy began to learn, hey, people who come in my house are okay. They bring me fun stuff. And I can sit here and look at them and assess the situation and then decide what I'm going to do without having to be so frightened. And that's a difference between cats and dogs. If you watch the show, you'll see that dogs normally, when people come to the house, run right up and say hi. And lots of cats like to sit back and watch. Do you know why?
Uh-oh, quiz time. You're asking me to know what I'm talking about, huh? I'm just a meager host of this show, but my guess would be that they like to kind of assess the scene first before they react. They don't just go full throttle right up like a dog does. But
and there's a specific reason for that.
Okay.
Unlike dogs, which are predators, cats are predators. They're one of the most efficient predators, but because they're so little, they're also prey. So their method of getting out of a jam is not to fight their way out of the jam if they can help it, because they're small, so they want to be able to run away. And some cats are more outgoing than others, and they're going to just charge right up there, but others are going to sit back and want to be sure it's safe. So if you've got a cat that's maybe actually sort of a little shy and is sitting there and you reach for it real quickly, well, you might scare it because it's just not sure the things are safe. So that's sort of how they get their, oh, they're aloof, they're not friendly persona, but that's not true. They're just thinking. They're just being careful, because look at it from that point of view. I'm kind of tiny, and you could hurt me. So again,
that's
on
right.
House Cat House Call, we try to almost, I guess we could call it the kitty cam, kind of put things in the cat's eye and look at it and help people understand, you know what? This is how your cat looks at the world, and how can we make the world which we have them live in, your home, friendlier for them?
I know. If you're looking at kneecaps and shins all day long, you know, I can see why they're feeling a little prey-like, you know. We are talking to Dr. Deborah Horowitz, who's one of the hosts on House Cat House Calls. It's a great new show. You got to tune in. It's being sponsored by Purina Cat Chow, and it's on some channel called Animal Planet. I'm just so excited that they finally got something on about cats. And that's why I think you were talking a little bit about cats, too. They need to be that four on the floor kind of a greet and meet, wouldn't you say?
They like that better. Some of them do. And every cat's a different personality. Again, on the show, we really see that, because you know, there's some cats that are cuddle kitties and they can't get enough of the holding and the stroking and the cuddling, and there are others that just want to sit next to you and they don't need to be touched. And we got to respect every single one of those fluffy friends.
I've had dates like that. That's probably why I'm not married. But, you know, oh well. You know, you've done a lot of different venues. You speak before veterinarians and, you know, behaviorists and colleagues. You know, you answer questions on websites. You get referrals at your practice in St. Louis. I know you've done a lot of radio and television, but what would you say are some of the pluses, if you will, to being on this show with Dr. Katrina and Dr. Stacy?
I am just so thrilled that Cat Chow has decided to use veterinarians so that we can give credible advice. And I love explaining to people what is really going on with their pets. Instead of these myths that don't help anybody, I love increasing the knowledge, the real information about our pets and what they do, because as a veterinarian, I just love animals, and I want everybody to love them and treat them with the same respect and understanding that I try to do every day. And I think that House Cat House Call, thanks to Prina Cat Chow, lets us do that. And so I'm really excited. I really am. It's been a lot of fun.
It's a time well due, and I think you've hit it too. I think if people know what makes cats tick, if you will, that the chances of having harmony in the household is much greater. And you know what? We work really hard. We get enough tugs on our time and stresses. I think it's great when we can come home and feel like a rock star when we come into a house because our pets are there to greet us.
That's right. I've always had cats who come and greet me at the door, so poo-poo to those people who say they don't. My cats always come up and go, "Hi, you're home."
I know. My cat Murphy flies past my dog Chipper and almost between her legs and says, "Ha-ha, tag, I won again."
That's right. So for everyone out there that owns a cat or everyone who ever thought of owning a cat, watch House Cat House Call and you will be a cat lover guaranteed.
Well, I am so glad that you were a guest on our show. I want everybody to tune in to the show, House Cat House Call on Animal Planet. Check it out on the website, housecathousecall.com. But also check out Dr. Deborah Horowitz. I mean, she gives advice as part of the Ask a Mentor program with the Purina Cat Chow. You know, help us figure out how we can throw some questions at you for pet people and how we can get in touch with you a little bit.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You have been listening to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I again thank Dr. Deborah Horowitz for being our special guest. I also thank our producer. He makes the show possible every week. If you would like, please send some ideas for the show here. It's real easy. You can just go on Pet Life Radio and click on the icon for listener survey. We want to see how we're doing. And I am happy to report we now have listeners in Singapore. I've gotten that to verification. If you want to reach me, you can connect with me at arden@petliferadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.